Illinois State will improve to 8-9 overall, 2-4 in the Missouri Valley Conference. Evansville will fall to 0-6 in the league, 3-14 overall, as Illinois State picks up a 67-43 win over the Purple Aces of Evansville. As the handshake line is underway, a lot of purple on the Evansville bench tonight. A lot of it because, as we mentioned, this is We Back Pat night, the Pat Summit Foundation beneficiary, of course, remembering Pat Summit, the legendary Tennessee coach, lost her battle with Alzheimer's. Hard to believe that was already, what, 6 years ago. Carrie Gasper has her ankle all iced up, and I had not seen that. I don't know if that's just something that just occurred. If it was, I missed it. But the Aces need her. As we will chat here momentarily with Kristen Gillespie. She waits for the final box score. We'll try to talk a little bit over the band. Nope, they're packing up. That's good news. As long as they don't turn up that sound system as loud as it was during warm-ups. Not a bad crowd here tonight at the Meeks Family Fieldhouse. Again, the place seats maybe 2,000 if you cram them in now. Have a final attendance figure yet, but we'll get some final thoughts as overcomes the coach. Kristen Gillespie will join us now. And let's chat with the coach now. Kristen Gillespie joins us now. Well, that's just a nice overall. I mean, you grabbed a hold of this one and just didn't let it go. Just some thoughts. It was a very good defensive performance. Offense got rolling when you wanted it to. Just a lot of good here.
You know, if we could take away the first 7 minutes of the game, and we're still trying to figure out the first couple minutes of the game with this club, but, you know, after the first 7 minutes, it was their first meeting. And we held them to 4 points the rest of the half, 4 free throws. So 13 minutes, they didn't get a field goal. It just, for whatever reason, I thought we started the game. I don't want to say we were playing selfish. We are one pass shooting, and that's just not who we are. The last 13, we started to share the ball. I don't mind us taking threes if it's inside out or ball reversal, and I think that was the big difference. We settled.
I'm going to hold this for you because I'm having a connection issue. Okay. There we go. I'll just hold it for you now. And that way I can hold it tight now there for you. All right. You dominated the rebounding. Also, I think what was obviously important to this one is you get some of your regulars some rest and you're able to get some minutes for some other people.
Yeah, and as a coach, that's so rewarding because we have 4 or 5 young women on our team that play their hearts out every day in practice and don't always get rewarded with playing time. So the only thing that made me nervous, this team lives and die by the three, so it's just, you know, I wanted to make sure, you know, we had it in hand, but I thought those guys did a great job closing out the game. They didn't let up defensively, and that was a big thing. We wanted them to finish strong defensively.
Well, we talked about continuing the confidence out of the Southern Illinois win, and obviously this is a team that's struggling, but you still had to play well. You wanted to play well, and you did. So did the confidence. You know, this has got to make another step in that department, doesn't it?
Yes. Anytime you can get a conference road win, I don't really care who you're playing or what their record is. Those are huge. And that was our mindset. You know, like we talked about before, we learned our lesson of looking at records earlier. We just have to come ready to compete. And I think you saw that confidence. It did carry over. And now our task is we're going to have a war on Sunday. I mean, that team is playing better. So we just have to take the good and build on it and be ready.
Yeah, and they won tonight. They beat Bradley tonight. So
I'm not surprised. Our staff was talking about that. We thought that could be a possibility. So we know we're going to have to come and put a full 40 together.
All right, congratulations. Good one. We'll see you up in Terre Haute then.
Thank you.
Kristen Gillespie joins us in our post-game chat, and we'll get to numbers and the rest of the Valley and what's ahead for us as well. All that's just around the corner. Illinois State wins 67-43, 2-4 in the Valley now for the Redbirds. And this is the Illinois State's Redbird Sports Network from Learfield.